gain of 8. First down, Alabama.
If fans of college football wanted a nail-biter of a game, the Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs didn't disappoint. Alabama defensive back Tony Brown tried to make a statement early with an interception just a minute and a half into the game. After that, it was all Georgia with 2 field goals and a touchdown that left the game 13-0 at halftime. Coach Nick Saban tried to shake things up by replacing quarterback Jalen Hurts with his backup, Tua Tagovailoa. The change gave Alabama some spark, but it took until just under 4 minutes left in regulation for the Tide to tie the score 20-20. Once in overtime, Georgia struck first with a field goal. Alabama responded with a touchdown catch by wide receiver Devontae Smith to nab the title. For some observers of the Crimson Tide, the fact that Alabama was even in contention for the title was a come-from-behind victory in and of itself. Things looked bad in late November.
In the SEC, fourth in the nation in completion percentage, not only with some sensational throws, but he's been doing it with his legs.
Back in late November, Alabama's loss to Auburn in the Iron Bowl knocked the Tide out of the top 4 in the college football rankings. It also meant no chance of redemption by playing in the SEC championship. That game would go to Auburn and Georgia. All Alabama could do was sit and watch. Tide fans who tuned into TV coverage of the game between Auburn and Georgia heard this.
Auburn, Alabama, SEC championship. We're going to kick it off when we come back.
Call it an omen or just a mistake any broadcaster might make, but that Auburn and Alabama blooper could have been taken as a sign that the Crimson Tide season might not be over just yet.
I'm going to ask it this way, not what you predict, who should be in that 4 spot?
I think it should be Alabama.
The big break came the next day on ESPN as members of the College Football Selection Committee made their final picks for the playoffs.
Number 4 and going to the playoff to face Clemson will be the Alabama Crimson Tide for the 4th straight.
We felt like, you know, there's sometimes we're kind of on the outside looking in.
Alabama tight end Hale Henches says it all felt weird.
You know, not knowing whether or not we were going to get in the college football playoff and, you know, being fortunate enough to get in. And now, you know, we're going to keep that same hunger and mentality and, you know, hopefully, you know, give these guys a really good run for their money.
Harris, number 34, Damian Harris on the carry.
Daniel on the stop.
But as Alabama and Clemson arrived at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, the doubters were still there. Even the Crimson Tide's hometown newspaper made a game day prediction that Clemson would beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl by 3 points. Hale Henches was there when the Tide played Clemson the last time for the national championship a year ago. He says the end of that game still haunts him.
I remember, you know, Clemson's whole last drive, it just felt like it was like a 10-minute drive, which of course it wasn't, but they're just making plays after plays, and you know everyone on that team was just so like bought in. And
but as the Sugar Bowl played out, it looked like Alabama was the one that was all bought in.
We earned a butt whipping tonight.
That's how Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney summed up the Tigers' 24-6 loss to the Crimson Tide.
And the lesson is, again, you know, championship football is a few plays and a very small margin for error, and you got to be able to you know, run the ball effectively and take care of the ball. And we didn't do those things tonight. And you're not going to beat a good team like Alabama when you don't do that.
Punt was downed by number 31, Keaton Anderson.
Ball's at the 16-yard line.
Observers of the Tide say the team looked angry. Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts says the sting of the Iron Bowl loss followed the Tide to the Sugar Bowl.
You don't remember the wins, you remember the losses. And I think we never forgot what happened, but we wanted to take it in as a learning experience. We wanted to learn from it, and you know, we had the opportunity to do that today and display it, and we overcame it, and you know, we got them. So we move on to the national championship game.
Second and 1 at the Georgia 43.
It's possible this is a win that Jalen Hurts and the Tide will remember. Nick Saban also has 6 national titles, which equals the total by Alabama's legendary coach, Bear Bryant. Pat Duggins, APR News, and Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Ball carried by number 2, Jalen Hurts.